You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy days in Jesus. That's right. God's holy days versus Satan's holidays. All the holy days point to Jesus. They're all 100% about Him. Jesus never kept a pagan holiday, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day. None of these, not once in His entire life. Those days are dedicated to Satan. You guys are really smart. You understand these things. Most Christians don't know anything about God's holy days. And that's why I'm trying to get you guys to open your minds and look at your Bible and see what God says about these days. In Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2, he starts out, he says, "These are my Sabbaths." So they belong to God, not man, not the Jews. Leviticus 23:6. Let's take a look at the days of unleavened bread. "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it." So the first day and the seventh day of the days of unleavened bread are a Sabbath. No work is allowed. Why? What's this all about? Jesus was without sin. And when we observe the days of unleavened bread, we focus on putting sin out of our lives. 1 Corinthians 5:8 says, "Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." So here Paul's telling us we should keep the feast, and we should do it not with old leaven, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He's promoting God's holy days, telling us we should do it. Observing the days of unleavened bread teaches us that having Jesus in our hearts enables us to conquer sin in our life. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The days of unleavened bread are a celebration of Jesus who saves us from our sin. You know, Jesus didn't keep Easter. The early church didn't keep Easter. What does bunnies and eggs have to do with our Savior? They're pagan fertility symbols. It's got everything to do with the pagan festival that it really did. You're worshiping the Queen of Heaven, Astarte. It's got nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus didn't tell us to keep Easter. And he wasn't resurrected on sunrise Sunday morning, Easter morning. That's not the day he was resurrected on Easter. He was resurrected and presented himself as the first of the harvest, the first of the first fruits on the wave sheaf day, which, yes, it's Sunday morning, but it's not the same Sunday as you calculate Easter from. Completely different. Please study this. Learn. Here's how you can do it.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.